Coast Radio News for Monday, July 27th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Reedsport resident Edward Spallione will face more than a dozen charges in October. The 64-year-old bus driver has been lodged in the Douglas County Jail since his arrest in May of last year on charges of first-degree kidnapping, two counts of first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, two counts of first-degree assault, two counts of first-degree sexual abuse, and two counts of second-degree assault, and two counts of menacing and two counts of unlawful use of a weapon. Spallione was arrested in connection with assaults dating back to August of 2018 at Sparrow Park Road and the second at the Taylor Dunes Trailhead near the Carter Lake Campground north of Gardner. Douglas County investigators are looking into several other similar incidents during the same period along Highway 101 in both Douglas and Lane counties. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting another 277 cases for the state yesterday. This combines with 408 new cases of the coronavirus reported Saturday, with seven new deaths total. In addition, Lane County has reported 13 new cases over the weekend. Four of the deaths were in Multnomah County, one in Umatilla, one in Marion, and one in Malheur County. The state's coronavirus total is now at 16,758, with the death toll now at 289. The Florence area, including Mapleton, has reported 17 cases to date. The Cape Creek Bridge and the Cape Perpetua Half Viaduct are still under construction, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation. There are no current traffic alerts associated with the construction. ODOT says crews are awaiting materials to finish the turbine system under the viaduct, and there is a minimal impact on the Cape Creek project north of Florence. The Friends of Florence Event Center has posted a survey for potential attendees for the Winter Music Festival. The survey addresses what is necessary to help you feel safe attending events. There will be no 2021 Winter Music Festival due to the COVID-19 pandemic. If you are a past patron of the Winter Music Festival, you should have received information about the survey in your email. A link to the survey is available on the Coast Radio website. Another Friends of Florence, the van that transports individuals to Eugene Springfield for cancer treatments, has announced two new board of director members, Julie McMillan and Laura Smith. McMillan has been a Florence resident since 1978 and has been involved with the Friends of Florence for the past 20 years. Smith has been a driver for Friends of Florence since 2016. She has been a member of the community since 2005. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, July 27th, 2020.